So I want to spend a few minutes talking about the relationship between belief and faith. Now, these are two words that many times get used interchangeably, but they represent two very, very different things, and you can't have one without the other. I mean, that's the whole point of today's gospel. Now, there's nothing wrong with asking Jesus to increase their faith, but they need to understand just what it is they're asking for and why, because clearly they did not. I mean, that's why Jesus responded with this kind of odd parable, you know, the attitude of the servant. I mean, to understand the point that Jesus was making, we need to understand the difference between faith and belief. I mean, the definition of faith is a feeling of confidence in someone or something. A belief is something far more than that. So, it's time for your weekly Greek lesson. So the Greek word for faith is pistis, which means to have a strong confidence in someone or something. The Greek word for belief is pistuo, which means acting on the basis of that faith. So there's a critical difference between these two words. In Greek, faith is a noun. In Greek, belief is a verb. And nouns are all about naming something. Verbs are all about doing something. So the Catholic Church actually defines faith as having two components. It's both a gift from God and a human act. And the gift from God is this kind of internal confidence in Christian truth. The human act is how we act because of our belief. I mean, that is the message in today's gospel. I mean, the apostles came to Jesus asking to have their faith increased, asking to have their internal confidence in Christ increased. Because they knew Jesus could work miracles, and they knew Jesus could speak with the authority of God the Father. They just weren't sure that they could do those things. And Jesus first responded by giving them the gift of that faith. And he also told them, you really don't need that much. The size of a mustard seed. How big is a mustard seed? A millimeter. Now, that's the first part of the Catholic definition of faith. Well, then Jesus goes on to use the parable to make the point that they're obligated to act on the basis of the faith that they have received. That's the second part of the Catholic definition of faith. And I agree. You know, it's easier to believe in Christ, to act as Christ would have us act, if we have faith in Christ, if we have this internal confidence in Jesus. So how do we get that? Well, there's three things we need to do. First, we need to remind ourselves that faith is a lot like emotion. They come and they go. The Christian truth never comes and goes. The Christian faith is a lot like Christian love. It's not based on an emotion. It's based on what we have decided is true. You know, there are some mornings I wake up and I look at my lovely wife Caroline next to me and I really thank God for the privilege of being married to her. Then there are other mornings. I wake up and I kind of look over, you know, and I say, Jesus, Lord, what have I gotten myself into, okay? I mean, emotions are like that. But regardless of how I feel each morning, I must get up and care for Carol as my wife. Well, the same is true for faith. If we have accepted the truth of Christ, then our actions must reflect that truth, no matter how we feel about it. Second thing we need to do, if we want to see our faith, our internal confidence in Jesus grow, we have to feed it. That means we have to pray every day. That means we have to read the Bible every day. And it means that we're regularly going to the sacraments. Because Christian faith is based on a relationship. I mean, and if we never spend time with Christ in prayer or through his word or through the sacraments, that relationship is going to shrivel and die, as will our faith. I mean, if I never spent time with Carol in lots of different ways, we might still be married, but that wouldn't be much of a marriage. I mean, the relationship would not be feeding us spiritually or emotionally the way that God intends for marriage to feed a husband and a wife. And finally, the third thing we need to do We just simply need to regularly ask God to increase our faith, to increase our internal confidence, just like the apostles did today in the gospel. Because that is a prayer that God will answer. And it is appropriate to get down on our knees and pray for the gift of faith. But then when that prayer is over, we need to stand up and believe that that prayer will be answered and act on the basis of that belief. And on the good days when our faith is strong, it's easy to act on those beliefs. But on those days when faith really does seem to be smaller than a mustard seed, we still have to act on the basis of what we believe. Because we're only doing what Jesus describes as what we are obligated to do.